Trails in Austin, Texas at that time, so do stay tuned. Lots of good blues coming your way until 1 this afternoon, at which time airs Nick Spitzer's American Roots. So stay tuned here on KRBS.
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
Support comes from Bayou Teche Brewing, presenting KRVS's live broadcast of the CD release party for En Français Deux, Cajun and Creole Rock and Roll, coming up this Saturday night at 9 at the Blue Moon Saloon in downtown Lafayette, featuring performances by the Babineau Sisters, Al Bayrard and Les Fee, and the Soul Express Brass Band with special guest Corey Ledé.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Former CIA Director David Petraeus faced questions today on Capitol Hill. He was reportedly asked whether the attack began as a result of an anti-American video or whether it was a planned attack by terrorists. We're talking about the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, where four Americans were killed. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston says that was an important question posed to David Petraeus during today's closed-door House and Senate hearings.
We know that members of Congress wanted to talk to Petraeus about that, partly because he actually interviewed people who were there and tried to get his arms around what actually happened there. You know, one of the controversies has been whether the CIA, who had officers stationed at an annex near the compound, were told to stand down and not try to help the consulate. In fact, the CIA has said that they did respond. In fact, they responded within 24 minutes of finding out that the consulate was under attack. And that's likely to be a topic of conversation as well.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. U.S. stocks turn higher after congressional leaders pledge to avert the so-called fiscal cliff. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi.
We understand our responsibility there. We understand that it has to be about cuts. It has to be about revenue. It has to be about growth. It has to be about the future.
Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell says, or echoed, President Obama's call earlier today for all sides to compromise.
Most of my members, I think without exception, believe that we're in the dilemma we're in, not because we tax too little, but because we spend too much.
Both sides are under pressure to find consensus on spending cuts and an expiration of Bush-era tax cuts due to take effect at the end of the year. The U.S. Coast Guard in New Orleans says it is investigating a fire on an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico. Ashley Westerman from member station WRKF in Baton Rouge reports a fire has now been extinguished on the rig owned by Houston-based Black Elk Energy.
The Coast Guard was notified at about 9:30 this morning of the fire on the oil and gas platform that sits 20 miles southeast of Grand Isle, Louisiana. The Coast Guard says nine people have been medevaced from the platform and two people remain missing. Petty Officer Ryan Tippett says they don't yet know what caused the explosion that started the fire.
The Coast Guard's en route and any assistance that we can render, whether it being helping personnel or just providing presence at the scene, anything we can do to help, that's what we're doing.
Tippett also says there are currently no reports of any spills. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Westerman in Baton Rouge.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 25 points to 12,565. NASDAQ gaining 13 points, nearly 0.5%. It's at 2,849. S&P 500 up 5 points. This is NPR News. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are in Midland, Texas, to determine what caused a freight train to collide with a parade float, killing four people. The float was carrying war veterans and their spouses when it was hit. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies has details.
There were two parade floats. Both were 18-wheeler flatbed trailers decorated with American flags and lined with chairs where the Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans sat with their spouses. The ninth annual Show of Support parade was supposed to have kicked off a weekend of events, including a banquet and deer hunting expedition to honor the wounded veterans. The two trailers were crossing the railroad tracks but got stuck in traffic. The second didn't make it across and was hit by the Union Pacific freight train. Witnesses said the train was sounding its horn but was moving too fast to stop in time. The NTSB investigators are examining the crash scene and viewing the videotape from the locomotive. For NPR News, I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Superstorm Sandy weighed on U.S. industrial output in October, while analysts say production of machinery and equipment fell sharply. The Federal Reserve says industrial output fell 0.4% last month after a 0.2% gain in September. Hostess says it's closing up shop. It had warned workers about a shutdown if they didn't end their strike by last night, and so far there has been no contract deal confirmed. But the company's chief executive is telling those sweet tooth fans of Twinkies and Ding Dongs not to despair, because the search, he says, for a new buyer is underway. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, working to spur antibiotic innovation and addressing the use of antibiotics in farming at pewtrusts.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And that is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. We're going to start off this hour with music from a gentleman that's sometimes referred to as the godfather of the Austin blues scene. We're talking about W.C. Clark from his 1994 release Heart of Gold. Here is W.C. with Cold Shot.
Now there's a cold shot, baby. Yes, there's a drag. And there's a cold shot, baby. That's a cold shot, baby.
from Austin, Texas. That was Luann Barton, recorded on Antone's Records back in 1992. A track from her disc, Old Enough. And before we heard Luann Barton, we heard W.C. Clark, also of Austin, Texas. We heard W.C. from recorded late December of 1993, doing a number called Cold Shot, one he co-wrote, one covered by Stevie Ray Vaughan. As mentioned, W.C. is often referred to as the godfather of the Austin blues scene, and a lot of the young and up-and-coming white blues artists would travel into East Austin to hear him play in some of the clubs. In fact, he was working at, I think it was one of the Ford dealerships, one on Lamar, and ended up quitting his job to play bass with a group called a Triple Threat Review, which featured Stevie Ray on guitar and Luann Barton on vocals. They used to play the Roman, which was around 29th Street or so, quite a bit there before they ended up, it broke up, and Stevie Ray, of course, went on to a huge career. We're going to turn next to Stevie Ray Vaughan. We're going to go back to 1989, February that year. Listen to Stevie Ray do a cover of a Buddy Guy tune. Stevie Ray, of course, originally from Dallas, Texas. His brother Jimmy lived in Austin, and Stevie moved there himself. Here he is with a cover of Leave My Girl Alone.
Why don't you just go? do something wrong.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
I could tell that you were sly. There was no trust in you. You made me want you, baby. Said yes when you meant maybe. I wanted to believe all the way you could deceive. Right here to your mom. And please, man.
Don't tease me. Carrie Lee and the Blue Devils from a disc called No Beginner. That one came out back in 1993. Carrie at the time was living in Austin, Texas. She was a journalist. I think she was working for the Austin American Statesman. She ended up, she was a wonderful blues singer. She helped write a biography of Stevie Ray Vaughan. We also heard Stevie Ray Vaughan before hearing Carrie Lee. We heard Stevie Ray from February of 1989 doing a rendition of the Buddy Guy tune, Leave My Girl Alone. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Stevie Ray's older brother, Jimmy Vaughan, with the fabulous Thunderbirds for years, a fine blues artist in his own right. We're going to turn to a track from his Grammy Award-winning disc, Do You Get the Blues? This one came out in 2001. Jimmy Vaughan on guitar and vocals with Let Me In.
trouble. It looked like trouble found me. I barely leaped, six by three. The mighty little thing I ever did see. You trouble, a whole lot of trouble. I was looking for trouble, I believe it done found me. Well, when I first saw you, babe, the man, you was out of sight. The hair up high, the dynamite flame. Trouble must be your middle name. Are you trouble? Baby, you just my kind. You a whole lot of trouble, the trouble I had in mind. Hey, look out now. Well, a little bit of wine, a taste of gin, a big blue eyes and a devilish grin. You trouble. And see you trouble. Well, I ain't gonna lie. You the kind of trouble I've always been dying to try. Look out!
Looking for Trouble, music from Kim Wilson from his disc of the same name, Looking for Troubles, Kim Wilson on blues, harp, and vocals. Kim was preceded by Jimmy Vaughn. Both Kim and Jimmy Vaughn were members of the Fabulous Thunderbirds out of Austin, Texas for some years. We heard Jimmy do a number called Let Me In from his Grammy Award-winning disc, Do You Get the Blues? And Kim Wilson has recorded with quite a number of other blues artists also over the years. Definitely has some fine product out there. We're going to turn next to a blues man first recorded in the late 40s, early 50s from Dallas, Texas. Antone's Records, Clifford Antone, managed to get Zuzu Bolan back into the studios back in the late 1980s, early 90s. And unfortunately, Zuzu passed away before the release of the album we're going to turn to next, Texas Blues Man. But Antone's Records put together a great lineup of musicians to assist him on various tracks. Duke Robillard featured on the disc, Doyle Bramhall, Doug Somm, David Fathead Newman, so quite an interesting effort. Antone's Records out of Austin, Texas, recorded a whole lot of people that ordinarily wouldn't might not have had a chance to record at all, at least in this case, late in life, as Zuzu Bolan did. And Antone's Blues Club, of course, brought a lot of musicians into Austin, Texas from all over the place. It helped fuel a thriving blues scene in Austin. Here is Zuzu Bolan with an old Big Joe Turner tune called Rebecca. Soul.
Support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
Back home.
Traveling South. Music from Albert Collins and his self-titled release on Virgin Records. Came out in 1991. That was his first Virgin Records release. He had quite a number of albums out on other labels. One of them being Alligator Records, some of his best material. Albert Collins was preceded by Zuzu Bolan. We heard Zuzu from the disc Texas Blues Man. Again, Zuzu was from the Dallas area. He did a number called Rebecca. Albert Collins was originally from Houston. He was part of the Houston blues scene back in the 1950s. Really interesting player. He and Johnny Guitar Watts and Johnny Copeland and others. And we're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to someone that is, quote-unquote, a cousin of Albert Collins by marriage, someone originally from Centerville, Texas. We're talking about Lightning Hopkins, one of the most recorded of Texas blues men. We're going to listen to Lightning recorded in Germany back in October of 1964 while I'm performing for the American Folk Blues Festival back then. Here's Lightning Hopkins with a rendition of an old Big Joe Williams tune.
Baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. You know I love you so, baby. Just got to go take me with you when you go. Yeah. What you say, guitar? Whiskey. Now you're gonna get through. Oh, baby, come and play with me tonight. Well, I promise, darling, I'll make everything all right. Thank you.
to put my team on a board just to have a conversation on the running board. Oh, baby, come and play with me tonight. Well, I promise you, darling, I'll make everything all right. Money and you pay me for a fool. You're drinking all my whiskey. Now you're going against the rule. Oh, baby, come and play with me tonight. Well, I promise you, darling, I'll make everything all right.
Luther Tucker from 1994 and recorded for Antone's Records out of Austin, Texas. This from a disc called Sad Hours, a number called Playboy. Tucker, originally from Memphis, Tennessee. He was in Chicago in the 50s and 60s, played in Little Walter's band, worked with Muddy Waters, Sonnyland Slim, Sonny Boy Williamson, James Cotton, Howlin' Wolf, John Lee Hooker later, and Charlie Musselwhite. He ended up moving out to San Francisco at some point. Another really fine artist that was able to record out of Austin, Texas. And before we heard Luther Tucker, we heard Lightning Hopkins, who spent the last part of his fairly long life in Houston, Texas. We heard Lightning again recorded in Europe doing a rendition of Baby Please Don't Go. Next year on KRVS, Long John Hunter. He was working in a box factory in Beaumont when some friends of his talked him into going to a B.B. King concert. He went, and he was smitten with the blues. We're going to listen to Long John Hunter from the disc Swinging from the Rafters. Here he is doing a piece called 39 Days.
The wheels are going around, got me hypnotized. I've been gone so long, I think I've got 9 lives. I've spent 39 Mondays or Thursdays is what the hell days of game. I spent 39 days on the road in a haze. Whoa, just to get some time with you. I can't find no one to give me sympathy for all of this traveling that I do. But keep that
spent 39 days in a haze, trying to get some time with you. I finally got a break from this traveling around, and a few days with you, and I'm grinning.
Burnside recorded at his home in Holly Springs, Mississippi, back in October of 1990. And R.L. was preceded by Long John Hunter. We heard Hunter from the disc Swinging from the Rafters doing a number called 39 Days. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Ronald Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today and also invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way. At 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio. Roger Cash hosts that one. And don't forget Lee Kleinpeter with Big Band Swings and Other Things at 7 p.m. tonight. Zydeco tomorrow morning with John and MC. And then we have Herman Fusilier and Lee Kleinpeter again. Some great Louisiana music. And join KRVS tomorrow night for a live broadcast from the Blue Moon Saloon for the CD release party of En Francais 2. And there'll be a lot of good music associated with that. event, performing for that event, the Babineau Sisters, Al Berard and his daughters at Soul Express Band with Corey Lede. Again, that's live from Blue Moon Saloon, the CD release of En Francais 2. And the Blues Box is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. We are member-supported public radio. Our listeners keep us on the air with annual contributions. We'd like to thank those of you out there who supported us during our last fundraiser, and also those of you who signed on in the spring or renewed your memberships. And those of you who aren't members, we really would appreciate it if you'd consider becoming members. We have to have our membership base grow in order to keep these programs going, and we just can't do it without your support. Please consider helping us. You can find out all you need to know at our website, krvs.org. We stream live audio from that website. We also broadcast on air at KRVS at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're going to turn to Steve James from his disc Fast Texas, playing banjo on an old tune that, Mississippi John Hurt did this one once. Number called Where Shall I Be to take us up to the top of the hour. Have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in.